Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And what about my book, The Age of the Customer, is Age of the Customer. Hey, Jeffrey Zabar is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited about our good buddy Jeffrey, award-winning journalist, one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy, gotwords.com, and he'll help you with whatever words you got going on, brochures or a marketing message. Whatever you need to get across in words, Jeffrey's the man. So please check that out. Also, chiefhomeofficer.com. Hey, Jeff, happy Hanukkah in about a week and a half.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas on that same day.
Yeah, just right after that, right?
This year it falls on the same day. We've had it as early as near Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Jewish calendar is off a little bit from our calendar. So
right.
I'm glad
you said that, not me.
Yeah, there you go.
The Jewish calendar is off a little bit. So, okay, Jeff, we're going to talk about something, folks, a little different. I had an experience recently that I wanted to tell you about, and Jeff and I have been comparing notes. So I do business with Verizon. I'm mentioning their name. And I like their coverage. They deliver a good service. I don't have any problems with what they do for me. But I showed up, and I've got several lines. I've got a half a dozen lines between modems and iPads and cell phones and, you know, things like that. I've got more than a handful of lines that I pay for. My bill is a few hundred bucks a month. So I showed up there to upgrade two phones, and of course now, as you know, now they don't subsidize the phones, right? You have to buy them. You know that, right?
Right. Yep.
And so, you know, several hundred dollars. But they're doing payments now, which even if you want to pay for them right now, it's to your advantage to take the payment thing, folks. They show you how to do that. But what upset me about it, Jeff, was that it was going to be a lot of money updating these two phones, but they kept talking about this fee and that fee, and I said, well, you know, I haven't even checked around to see if Sprint or any of the other guys have got good deals. Well, next thing you know, I've got two phones. I've got the equivalent of $1,500 worth of phones that I'm paying off over 2 years, and my bill goes down.
Right.
Now, I'm happy about the bill going down. Good for them for giving me that. But what if I hadn't asked for that, and how much could it have been? My point is, I left there with a lower bill feeling creepy.
Yeah.
And that's not a good way to make customers feel. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And I think that the part of it is that, you know, we were talking about the difference between, say, buying a car and buying a portable phone, a mobile phone these days, where you know when the dealer says, yeah, we're going to give it to you for $100 off dealer invoice. Well, I can go online and pretty much see what any dealer is charging for this car and for the most part what the market rate is. If I have to drive to Atlanta to buy this car, what's it going to cost me or have it shipped in? You know, I can sort of comparison shop. With the internet and with all the competition, and competition has been great. The best thing that happened to portable phones, I call them portable, with mobile phones was porting. Your ability to keep your phone number was the best thing that ever happened, because now you can take your number to anybody you want to go to. But that aside, it still is a level of smoke and mirrors that we just don't really know what we're paying.
You don't know what something is worth. I mean, when you buy gas for your house in the heat, when you buy electricity, your company that provides you with that power, you know what your BTU or your kilowatt hours are.
What your consumption has been.
You know what your consumption is. You know what they cost per kilowatt hour or per BTU.
Right.
You know, you have unit pricing at the grocery store, right?
Right.
And so why don't the mobile companies do the same thing? And as I said, they didn't even get credit. They made me feel like I didn't know what I was doing, which I don't like that feeling.
Right.
They made me feel. I mean, I'm a reasonably intelligent guy. I've been doing sophisticated pricing logic for decades, so I can keep up with them. But they didn't let me do that.
Right.
And even though I left with a discount, I didn't leave feeling good, and that's a stupid thing for them to do.
Yeah, it's tough, and because they're not dealing with Jim Blassing games. For the most part, they're dealing with very average consumers who will not ask for,
What if I hadn't?
Right. You'd be paying, and you might be none the wiser.
I'd be paying $100 more, maybe more than that.
Right. So you might not have known.
Jeff, we only got a minute. We have to get to this thing. I had two extra lines on my bill that shouldn't have been there. I don't know why they got on there. I don't know when they got on there, but I'm going to have to go back and get those knocked off and get my money back. You had a similar situation.
Yeah, I've had situations where we've gotten overcharged for services we didn't ask for. We've had complications with it. Look, my four words to you, to anybody listening, if you have a customer service issue that cannot be resolved at baseline customer service or even escalated to a supervisor or a supervisor's right. supervisor, Office of the President. This isn't for I want $5
off my
bill.
You tell them that. I want to speak to the Office of the President.
I want to transfer me to or give me the information right. for the Office of the President. Every telecom company that is customer-facing has an Office of the President. It's the highest level
right.
of customer resolution. They will work. My experience with AT&T is they've worked hard to make right what I've needed. When I've needed refunds for something they've done wrong and their baseline customer service or frontline agents couldn't do it
right.
or wouldn't do it, they weren't authorized to do it. These guys, this is escalation.
So folks, check on that. See, I've got to go back and do the same thing. Why should I have to go back and get money back
that's
for something I never bought?
That's the problem.
That's what happened to you with the insurance, wasn't it?
Right. That's endemic.
Telecom
exactly.
companies, quit being stupid. Treat your people like they've got some intelligence.
Right.
Jeffrey, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Talk to you.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, folks. Check Jeff out. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.